Average Golfers Unite. This is Nick's Golf Guy Podcast Round 11, bringing you another avalanche of the Average Golf Guy illumination, an injection to stimulate you for the game we all love and sometimes hate. So stick around. Average Golfers Unite. This is Nick's Golf Guy Podcast Round 11. Coming to you from Cypress Point Country Club in Virginia Beach. I'm really excited about this round of Nick's Golf Guy Podcast. Glad you could join me. We're going to be discussing the golf news this week, what is happening on the PGA Tour, and I'm really excited about this week's The Drive as we are here at Cypress Point in Virginia Beach, Virginia for a course review. We have plenty of average golfer things to discuss in between, so let's get things started with this week's Off the Tee. And the PGA found itself down in the Big Easy this past weekend. The Zurich Classic of New Orleans took place April 21 through 24, TPC Louisiana, Avondale, Louisiana. Purse was $8,300,000. And the winner is Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele, shot at 29-under, breaking the tournament record of 27-under, set by Kevin Kisner, Scott Brown, and Jonas Blixt and Cameron Smith in 2017. The two pull in $2,238,700. Congratulations, guys. This week's tourney is the Mexico Open in Mexico. The purse is $8,300,000. Speaking of money, top three moneymakers on the 21-22 tour. Sam Burns knocks the man from Japan out of the third, Hideki Matsuyama out of the third spot. Mr. Burns pulls in $4,442,731. Cameron Smith is number two on the list with $6,691,487. And the number one moneymaker thus far on the tour is my friend and yours, Scottie Scheffler, pulling in $10,138,062. Top three golfers in the world. Number three, Colin Morikawa. Number two, the Spaniard, Jon Rahm. And the number one golfer in the world is Scottie Scheffler. Keep up the good work, guys. Now, let's head on over to the highlight of this week. We are Cypress Point Golf Club in Virginia Beach, Virginia. We're going to be doing a course review in this week's The Drive, so let's head on over and get things started. Hello, my fellow average golfers. We are at Cypress Point Country Club in Virginia Beach, Virginia, with another Nick's Golf Guy course review, and I'm so glad you could join me. Cypress Point is one of my favorite courses to play here in the coastal Virginia area, so if you are in town, bring your clubs and make a tee time. You won't be disappointed with this course. I played the course today, and I wanted to highlight some of the course's most difficult holes, how I played them, as well as the course and green conditions. First, a little bit about the course. Info to share. Cypress Point was established in 1987. It's a semi-private club, 18 holes, par 72, fairways are Bermuda grass. Hit from the middle today, 6,072 yards. The rating is 68.8 with a slope of 120. We talked about that in a couple of rounds ago. Now on to the course review. On the front nine, we'll be discussing holes 4, 6, and the hardest hole on the course, hole number 7. So we start at hole number 4 with course review. Hole number 4 is a 505 par 5 tree-lined fairway with fairway bunkers to avoid. Hit my drive, drove it out to the right side of the tree-lined fairway. Pretty decent drive to get things started. My fairway shot hit the lip of the fairway bunker, but cleared and ended up in the middle of the fairway. Thank God. It's kind of one of those shots that you're like, oh no. Next shot, I drove it to about 100 yards to the pin. My short game on this hole was great. I hit it up onto the green with to leave a 25-foot putt. However, my putt for par turned into a three-putt double bogey, scoring a 7 on the fifth hardest hole on the course. The next hole to discuss is going to be the 6th hole. This is a wide open fairway, dog legs left, midway point. You'll find hillside fairways lined by trees on either side. My drive was shorter than I would have liked it, but center fairway. So I was good there. followed up on my fairway shot with a solid shot, which drifted right and laid up onto a level hill to the front right of the green. The short game was dead on with this one. I dropped it right onto the green, so I was very excited about that, putting for par. My first putt for par, however, stopped just short, inches from the hole, and I bogeyed the third hardest hole on the course. I was very happy with my play on this particular hole, as it does bring some challenges there. So on to the hardest hole on the course, hole number 7. This is hole's hardest hole in the course. One will give you fits, which if you mishit your drive as I did. Hole number 7 is a wide open fairway, which doglegs right, narrowing with hillside fairways at the turn. My drive is not the least bit remote of what I intended to do. I hooked it left and found myself as far from the green as possible. Not a very good position to be in. Chipped out onto the fairway and then was able to make up a very good fairway shot to bring up my short game, which was a 60-yard shot to the pin, landed on the green for a very long putt. And then I proceeded to three-putt my way off the green, missing double bogey and saving face with reality, scoring a triple bogey on the hardest hole on the course. It was a tough one for me. Very tough hole. But I had a good time. Finish up with a 48 on the front nine. Now we'll head on over to the back nine, where we'll be discussing the holes 10, 14, and 16. On to the 10th hole. The hole has a narrow fairway lined by hills and trees on both sides. My drive was probably the best of the day. I crushed it right down the middle and landed into the center of the fairway, the last time my driver would show up today. Fairway shot was awesome. I shot it up and landed it right on the green. So I was putting for birdie. Then what do? You guessed it. Three putted for a bogey. Go figure. Scored a 5 on a par 4 for bogey on the second hardest hole on the course. But very happy with my play on this particular hole. On to the 14th hole. This is a very narrow tee shot. Water is along the left side for about 150 yards. The hole moves dogleg left towards the hole. My drive on this hole was non-existent, slicing it way far right, and I had to drop. Fairway shot was good recovery to the fringe of the green. My short game, I chipped it up onto the green and then two-putted. So with the penalty stroke, I garnered a 7 on the fourth hardest hole on the course. And then onto the 16th hole, which is kind of a unique hole in itself. It's a tee shot over a wide ditch, hard dog leg right for a short shot to the green. My driver was not working by this time in the round, so I switched over to my 3-wood, drove it out, hit the middle of the fairway, cleared the ditch, but then rolled down to the out-of-bounds sticks. I was able to clear a hanging tree, chipping out of trouble, putting the ball front right to the green. Then I chipped on for a 50-foot putt. I two-putted on this one with my second putt dropping 10 feet out and scoring a bogey on the 6th hardest hole on the course. So, very happy with some of my putting, just not all of it today, as we all know. For some reason, my driver went south on the back nine, had a really difficult time on that. You, my fellow average golfers, will understand. And then, special acknowledgement for hole number 17, as it is all water. Probably about 125 to 30 to the pin, but if you have that mental anguish that water brings to your game, this one is going to be the toughest on the course. Really, really had a great time today. Hats off to Keith King, the operator here at Cypress Point Country Club here in Virginia Beach. So all in all, it was a great round here at Cypress Point. Scored a 48 on the back, matching the 48 on the front for a 96, which is my average golf guy score. And but was very happy all in all with my play today. If you are in the Virginia Beach area, do check off Cypress Point as a tee time for your visit. So after this round today, Golf Guy Nick's course rating, one being the worst place to golf and five being the best place for average golfers to golf, Nick's Golf Guy podcast ranks Cypress Point a 4.2. You gotta check it out. That's it for this week's The Drive and our course review of Cypress Point. Now let's head on over to this week's The Short Game. And now on to this round's golf language lesson. The first word this week is going to be Stableford, a method of scoring that uses points instead of strokes. I had to do some research on this one as I had never heard of Stableford scoring before. Stableford is a scoring system in golf that awards points for the number of strokes taken on each hole in relation to par, rather than simply counting your strokes like in stroke play. Unlike in stroke play, where you want the lowest score, your goal in Stableford scoring is to have the highest score. Standard Stableford points values is 0 points for double bogey or worse, 1 point for bogey, 2 point for par, 3 point for birdie, 4 point for eagle, 5 point for albatross or double eagles, and 6 points for what all of us average golfers usually get, a condor, 4 strokes under par. While the above scoring shows the typical Stableford point values, the point values can be whatever a group of golfers or an event organizer wants. Scoring with the adjusted point values is called a modified Stableford. You learn something new every day, my fellow average golfers. The next term in our golf language lesson is up and down. Getting out of trouble or out of a hazard or and into the hole. Getting out of trouble or out of a hazard and into the hole, up and down. And the final term of golf language lesson for the day is wind cheater, a shot played low against the wind. It is played with a strong backspin and starts low and rises only toward the end of the shot. Wind cheater. Now onto golf gear review this week, we'll be discussing fairway woods. According to top-ranked golf.com best fairway woods in 2022, their top picks start with the Tour Edge Hot Launch fairway wood, best budget of the group. The next one is the Cleveland Launcher XL Halo fairway wood, just tried those out yesterday, best value on the list. Titleist TSi fairway woods, and the number three on the list is the Cobra LTD X Max fairway wood. Great premium. Number two on the list is the TaylorMade Stealth fairway wood, so runner up. And the best overall fairway wood on the list is Callaway Rogue ST fairway wood. Best overall pick is the Callaway Rogue. Hit those yesterday too. That's going to be it for the golf gear review. If you're looking for a fairway wood, head on over to topranked.golf.com and take a look at their suggestions. That's going to be it for this week's short game. Now let's finish up the round and head on over to this week's The Putt. I got to tell you today, my fellow average golfers, was a fun day full of some really good shots and some frustration. And the frustration for the average golfer from inconsistent play. How on earth did I flub that shot, you might ask yourself. Well, my fellow average golfers, join the crowd. I'm constantly miffed how I flub a shot and then on the next shot make a perfect swing and place the ball right where I was aiming for. How does this happen? Beats me. In the humble average golfer's opinion, inconsistent play is the most frustrating aspect of the average golfer's game. Practice? Is that the answer? Pre-shot routine? Which I am a big advocate of. Are you doing it? Do you need to change something about your pre-shot routine? Mental meltdown is the mental challenge of some shots that are aggravating your shots. You tell me. GolfGuyNick757 at gmail.com. Name and town, name and town. Let me know how you're fixing your inconsistent golf guy game. And now on to the question of the week. What is the most inconsistent part of your average golf guy game? Is it drive, fairway, short game, or putt? Let me know. Golf Guy Nick, 757@gmail.com. Name in town, name in town. Love to hear what you have to say, my fellow average golfers. And that's going to be it for round 11 of Nick's Golf Guy Podcast. I want to thank you for listening. I'll be back with round 12 next week of Nick's Golf Guy Podcast, the podcast for average golfers like me. Until then, my fellow average golfers, tee times, tee offs, and better scores for a happy average golfer life.